You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Let's chit-chat just a little bit about a situation going on. Friend of a friend. And I've been watching some of the... I was on a thread with a couple of people. And this came up. And I just wanted to expand. So I wrote to the one friend. I said, "Ken, would you guys have a problem if we talked about this on the show?" And they're like, "Well, it's fine if you don't do names." I was like, "Fine." I said, "Give me some more details because I'm curious about this. Because it involves teenagers quitting things."
Okay. Which they never do, right? They never quit things.
Right. So let me try to condense this down because I'm curious what our listeners think about this. So this teenager, she's 15 and she's a really good volleyball player. Like, I think they said she's something like, I don't know, one of the best two kids on the team or whatever. And she wants to quit. And she doesn't want to go do something else. She just wants to quit and do nothing. Because that was my question. I was like, well, does she want to quit and like pivot into something else? And they're like, no, she just doesn't want to do it anymore. And the parents, I guess, are upset because they've put a lot of time and money into it. And anyone who has a kid playing youth sports, especially like, club volleyball, damn, is that expensive. And they also say, you know, it's a good activity. It keeps her active. It keeps her socially engaged. And they just feel like it's a waste overall. It's a waste of the money they put in, and they think it's a waste of her time if she's just going to kind of sit around. And it's a waste because she's one of the better players. But the question is, how do you force a teen or an adolescent? Like, even your son is 12, so he's an adolescent. He'll soon be a teen. How do you kind of force them into doing an activity like that if they just decide they just don't really want to do it anymore?
It's funny because this email really hit home for me because my kids have been doing piano for quite a while. Reed in particular, he's quite got the musical talent. He's doing trumpet, piano, and he's still dabbling in guitar a little bit.
Yeah, I remember him taking guitar lessons from Josh.
And yeah, and now he's hitting this phase. I don't know if it's like a cool middle schooler phase or something where he wants to quit piano. And he's one of these kids that can watch a YouTube video and pick up a song within a couple minutes and just start playing.
Yeah.
His piano teacher sees a little spark in him, you know, and she wants him to continue. But he's like, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm bored with it. And Nick Nack and I are really pushing back on this because, one, I wish my parents had done that for me because I did drums and piano and I quit. And looking back at now as an adult, you're like, wouldn't that be awesome if you could sit down at a party and start jamming out on the piano or the drums or something? So that's one of the reasons. And yeah, two, we've put a buttload of money into this. You know, lessons and time taking him, sitting there at the lessons. And I'm like, you're not quitting, man. I'm sorry, you're not going to quit. And I don't know if that boils down to... you know, taking things away, because we've talked about taking screens away.
But do you want to punish
I know, that's the thing. You don't want to punish
him. For not having
him
an interest in something.
Because, you know, you want them to learn, and you don't want it to be a bad thing that they're sitting down there, which is they're going to start attributing piano with being bad. You know, and I don't want that. So where is that balance of, I don't want you to quit, this is going to be great for your future, but maybe we need to punish you a little bit for not sticking with it.
Oh man, that
it's hard,
that
man. It's really
right
hard
with me.
I know it's
see
hard
punishing them because we all didn't we just talk on this show the other day about how people pick up certain hobbies even as adults, right?
Sure.
They do them for a while, like the crafting stuff, right? And then pretty soon you got a closet full of crafting materials that you've sunk a lot of money into, but you don't really want to do it anymore.
Yeah.
And yet we hold kids to a higher standard, like, no, you've started this, you got to finish it. I see both sides, and, you know, I told you this was a friend of a friend. Well, just the friend, so not the parents themselves, but my friend, who's also a friend of these people, our back and forth on it was just, it was exactly what, you know, like you and I were talking about, is like, do you force them to do something that they don't have an interest in? Because what is that teaching them? You know, it's, we all lose interest in things.
Right.
But on the other hand, they also might just be flighty and they would thank you later.
That's the thing. I don't want them to be flighty.
Them doing it so they spend a little bit more time. I don't know about the volleyball, though.
The volleyball's
really
a hard
good
one because that's like physical and
yeah,
huge commitment.
Really good at it. But suddenly she's just like, I'm just not interested. It's not like she's having a problem on the team, because I asked that. I mean, is she being bullied? No, she gets along great with everyone.
She's tired of doing it.
She's
sick
just tired of, doing it.
And it's hard to get through to the younger kids, like, you know, future thinking as well, too.
Right.
It's hard to pound that into them because they don't get it. We didn't get it.
No kid gets it.
Nobody gets it.
No kid can look more than 5 minutes down the road.
Yep.
But
so that doesn't work. Do you know what actually kind of worked for us in the past week, actually? Because we were dealing with this quite a bit, going to back and forth with Reed, before we went and saw the freaking Taylor Swift Eras movie, where a lot of that concert is Tay-Tay sitting down at a piano, jamming out some songs, and jamming out on a guitar. And there was multiple times I leaned over to Reed during that movie, and I was like, you see how successful and how awesome this is? And look at what she's doing. She's playing piano, man. She's playing guitar. That could be you, you know?
Just what was his reaction, though?
Like, just last night, without anything being said, he was in his room playing his guitar and learning new piano songs.
Okay.
I was like, this might be something.
Like an external motivation thing.
It might be one of those things where you show them some really successful people, you know, accomplishing these things, and maybe that'll spur the interest again. I don't know. I mean, Tay-Tay was in your face on a giant screen. I mean, you can't get away from that and, you know, leaning over and saying, this is pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I don't know. I worry about that kind of
stuff. But then again, how soon is that going to fizzle out, too?
Well, sure. Right. You know, another component of this, and then we'll take a call, and we'll go to break, and we'll take more calls on this if you would like. Another component that we should think about is maybe this is a signal, finally, that parents might get the memo on this, that maybe sometimes it's just overdone with kids. Like, that's one thing about the sports, youth sports, is that sometimes practice is like almost every day, right? And 2 hours, you know, and some kids go to a practice for something before school even starts, so they're going early in the morning, and it's like 5 days a week or 6 days a week plus a game or an all weekend tournament. And maybe this is just the shot across the bow that, you know, the 15-year-old might love volleyball more if it just wasn't so much of her
so
time.
So hot and heavy, and yeah.
Yeah, and I know you want them to be good, and they're like, well, if we don't take them to all these practices and they don't go to all these tournaments and stuff like that, then they'll fall behind and they won't be able to compete with the other kids. And it's like, oh, my God, it's an endless circle.
And sometimes maybe a break is needed, but then you do run that risk if they take a break that they'll never go back.
Right.
To.
It's like taking a gap year from school.
From college or whatever. Yeah, you never end up going back.
Let's grab one quick call before we go to break. It's Kimberly. Kimberly, good morning. I'm so glad you called. What do you think about all this?
Oh, good morning, my boys. I have lots of thoughts on this. My first one with the volleyball, it comes down to why. Why does she now all of a sudden want to stop? I think that there's probably an underlying reason, and she doesn't dare tell her parents. Mm. And if I was her parent, I'd say, you know what? You don't get to quit until you're ready to be more grown up and have an adult conversation with me about why. Why is it you really want to quit? Because once we get to that, then we can discuss what our options are and whether or not you should quit. As far as the piano thing goes, I think it's more of a, if he's to the point that he's really fantastic and he's doing great things, you know, maybe it's a, okay, you want to quit, come to this achievement first. Once you can do this, then I'll let you quit if you agree to sign a contract with mom and dad that you're going to continue to play and practice every single day for the 30 minutes a day to keep up what we paid and what we put in and invested in.
So you're saying put some sort of goal at the end of it that you've got to do 10 recitals or whatever, and then once you reach
really
it.
You really want to quit piano, okay, well, you have to come to this level first, and then...
But still with that, the end game is him quitting when he's obviously very good at something, and a lot of people see that in him.
Don't make him hate it. My oldest stepdaughter started swimming when she was 3. By the time she became a junior in high school, she hated it so much that even though she was offered scholarships for school...
But now, wait a minute. Hold on, let me jump in. That sounds contradictory. Kimberly, hold on. That sounds contradictory to me. You're saying you won't let them quit. You're going to force them to keep doing it. And then your next line was, but don't make them hate it. And I don't see... That's, to me, is where the disconnect is.
Yeah, make them come to a level of achievement. for like for piano. You come to this point, you know, like
I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying.
Listen, we gotta run. We gotta get to break. Kimberly, thank you for a great call. That's a very good call. But I just feel like there's a disconnect there, because even if you say come to this level, you're still forcing them to do it, which could lead to them developing a really horrible attitude.
They're still going to hate it until they reach that limit of 10 recitals. They're just going to just do it to get it done and then be done and still hate it.
And let's face it, overall with all of this, I mean, we're coming at it from in many things. You know, we come at things from an adult perspective of thinking and talking about things, and we're trying to get somebody who's 12 or 13 or 14 or 15 to think like an adult, which
is not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
It's the curse of knowledge thing, right? We know it, and we get up, you know, flustered that they don't.
I do like pointing out the way they feel and the way they act when they do hit those little achievements. Like if he is at a recital and nails it, it's the reinforcement of, didn't that feel good? People were clapping for you. Isn't this cool? I wish I could do this. I do a lot of that, you know.
It's tough if they just have lost interest.
I know.
It's like I said, we all lose interest in things. It's like,
you sure do. You know, you're growing up with social media, and essentially the kids have become an accessory to the parents, whereas they're making them do things and participate in things just so they can post on social media about how good their kids are doing, everything they're involved in. You're a parent participating in all this. It gives you the opportunity to brag about how special your kid is, and essentially you're using them as an accessory for you versus really just focusing on their, you know, good deeds and things that they're doing. It's all about
you.
You
know what's interesting about that? That's a good point. You know, the interesting thing about it is that that's not new. It's just that social media has made it different. Now there's a different outlet. It used to just be, you know, so that you could brag about your kids at cocktail parties, right? And now you've got social media where you can do your bragging.
Yeah, goes out to a lot more people for sure.
I like the person who wrote in who suggested with Reed to maybe encourage him to write his own songs, which puts him, you know, in. That's an interesting angle.
I like
that.
I do like that. I will say we've dabbled with that for sure. He's got a few buddies that play instruments, and I know they've been trying to get together a little bit more. We've been trying to get them together a little bit more to try to, like, you know, play their instruments together and all that. And
Form a little band.
I mean, if you look at him, he's got like an A+ in band class right now. So it's like you point to that too, because he's very concerned about his grades. And you're like, look, you've got an A+ in this class. You obviously have talent. Don't you like getting the attaboys when you get A's? Keep it up. I think, you know, honestly, it's probably boiling down just to a little bit of, I'm too cool now. It's hitting that, you know, trying to be cool phase. We're playing an instrument. I know. Seriously, it's the middle school phase now, and we're starting to get hit with it, where I'm too cool to do anything. Yeah. And I don't know. I don't know how to navigate around it. I wish my parents had made me keep with drums and piano for sure, though. I really
do. Yeah, but at the time, you wouldn't have felt that way, right?
At the time, I didn't feel that way, and I quit.
Yeah, you would have, if they had forced you to do it, you would have been. And how can you force some? I can see forcing someone to do chores. I can see forcing someone to do their homework and see all that. But when it's something artistic or extracurricular, I mean, if their heart's not in it, it's going to be half-assed, right?
They got to have a passion for it, yeah.
So I don't know. People say, "Well, force them to, you know, keep doing their guitar lessons." Well, okay. So they'll sit there. But
listen, all I know is, as of right now, he's back on it, thanks to our Lord and Savior Taylor Swift. So I'm going to send Tay Tay a little thank you on her Instagram and say, you kind of re-spurred some interest in my house for guitar and piano. So thank you.
Yeah.